Mi nafikiria shoots. Hata hivyo inga sha.
Kinyamba.
Uwani mwenye na shots?
That's an American. Huku tumezoea gun sana. Wezi kama kushoot, shoot ovyo ovyo. Si tunafikiri unashutiwa na gun. Hati namuliza kwa ni ulikona. Who are you traveling with? Like, who, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huku sana namuliza kwa ni unafanyanga nini. Like, who do you travel with?
I was like, damn.
Ikonene. Yeah, episode 317. Kisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na vile nimekuwa nikiwaambia, bado niko round ya US. So nikaamua saizi tuko masaizi za Colorado. So ikabidi niwacha nitafute this time a day because nimekuwa tu ni maboy full time. So na try to get like the female perspective kikam kuishi hapa America. So acha tuanze na my introduction. Yeah,
so my name is Leshiko. Everybody knows me as Kipusa.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my name is Sylvia Karanja, but what are you kama Sly?
Kama Sly. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. So, umekuwa hapa for how long?
Since 2000. Yeah, since 2000. So, 24 years.
Oh, 24 years. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, umekuwa hapa longer than you've been alive. Eh?
No,
longer than half of your life.
More than half my life. Yeah. Yes, I've been in America longer than I've been in Kenya.
Yes, yes, that's what I meant. Yeah. Kwa nini kizungu ni ngumu?
Nanda, this is my 15th year. I'm going into my 15th year.
Yeah.
It's been 15 already?
Imagine.
Mm. Alafu wewe umeamua kurudi, but acha tubonge. Wewe unafikiri utarudi Kenya?
Yeah, hata mimi nataka kufanya the same thing pia anafanya.
Mm.
So, but sitakuwa nakaa full time. Nitakuwa nakaa kidogo, maybe 6 months, 9 months narudi.
Mm.
Maybe 3 months, 6 months narudi.
Yeah. Mm. And experience so far imekuwaje? Wacha to go back kabisa. Ulikam kudu?
Tulishina green card. Mamangu alishina green card.
Mm.
So, mimi nilikuja nikiwa mtoto, sikana otherwise. I was 8.
Yeah.
So I came, nikaingia tu shule right there. You
know, okay, okay. Na hata msishtuke mkitaka kubonga kile kizungu.
I'm comfortable with it. Either. So it depends on the question that you ask. And
yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to try kuambia watu like, niko nikisikiza kizungu jioni kwa zile za eko nene.
Eko nene.
Yeah, just, so mkwe free. Like, okay. Ile so, language question kikuja. Ile language una feel you can go with, unaenda nayo. So ilikuwa green card?
Green card. Mm. Green card pia mamangu aliwin when I was 18. And then, yeah, same thing. Una come too. Mm. So sizile una get to choose ati, oh, I don't want to come.
Mm. Well, alishinda ukiwa 18?
Alishinda, actually, I think I was 16, 17 maybe. Mm. Yeah, but then now the whole process, kabla mpate kila kitu sana, venye tulikam, I was 18. Lakini alishinda bado ni kwa high school.
Oh, okay, okay. And ulingilia, which city?
Denver.
Oh.
Straight into Denver.
Yeah, pia yeah. Siko the same.
Mi nilingilia Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So nilishi Pennsylvania hadi nikamaliza high school.
Mm.
And then after high school, my mom got remarried, so we moved to Colorado.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, msa wa huku?
No, he's Kenyan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Nijia lazima niulize. Ile story imekuwa nikiambiwa, ni mademu wengi wa Kenya mkikuja hapa, ni utoka mse, mekuja na ye.
That's
ni mademu. Ni mademu kweli.
Machali ndo hau tutoka.
Machali ndo hau tutoka. Machali ndo anatoka wase.
Yeah.
So unabidi, so and then, so ukiachwa, so umeachwa, so unatafuta tu mtu.
Unatafuta mwenye anakupenda.
Yeah. Zee, mi version nimesikia, like I've heard this so many times that even on the podcast, watu sema, please do not bring a Kenyan girl to America. She's going to leave you.
I've heard the opposite. Like, I would say, don't bring anybody, woman or man. Ukisemati, oh, Nicole, let me go find me somebody from Kenya. Bring them over here. We're going to be happily nice way. Because watu wanakuja, looking again, I just want to come to America. That's the goal. Ukikuja, nimekuja. Yeah.
Kisha nileta na kuwacha matani.
Apo, apo.
Okay. Na kwani, suri gani nimesikia kuza? Mimi nimesikia stories kadhaa. Like hata kuna story moja nilirana hapa. It talked like a Kenyan in America. And I think the lady threatened to sue him. Because the story was, dem alikuwa na work Safaricom. So mseyaka akaanza kukatiana. This guy was in the US. Okay. So eventually did everything for her and then she showed up. As soon as she got her papers like this, she was like, "Where kwenda?"
I personally don't think it's a female or male thing, it's just a people thing.
Hizo stori ziko. Yeah, but like she's saying, ina depend juu, hata kuna mademu mameleta machali huku, na pia wachwa. Kwanza wanaendeanga mzungu.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Juu hazungu na dune. Lakini sipia nyufra ya wala mikutushi ndama?
Munauliza nani?
Sisi ya tuna experience.
Asina experience ya mzungu.
Sisi ya tuna experience ya mzungu.
Yeah.
Oh, miko nafikiria vile umeishi hapa. Okay, alafu ukikuwa mtoi, nukuja hapa like you're 8 years old.
Sasa nilinga tu shule.
Ulenda shule gani?
Elementary school ndio ya kwanza.
Elementary waga mpaka what?
So from 1st to 5th grade.
1st to 5th grade.
And then middle school is from 6th to 8th grade.
Na 1st grade unaingia? Ukiwa how old?
Maybe 7. I think 7.
Okay, nikaa Kenya tu.
Yeah. It's basically the same. Yeah, so 7, alafu saa high school unaingia ukiwa 14, unatoka ukiwa 18. Mm. But saa mi nilimaliza shule mapema, so nilimaliza nikiwa 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kuingia hapa, how was the experience? Because kuna msena itua Daddy V, anasema alienda university fulani, Texas. Na the first time alibonga team, Black Americans walikuwa naitana, like, come listen to him, he's talking funny. Alafu anamutoka. Okay. So how was that? How was the experience?
Nilikuwa mtoto. So kuchukua accent, it was easy. When we came, it was the summertime. So we came in May. Shule zifungwa huku in May or June.
Yeah.
So na zikifungwa zinafungwa for 3 months. We don't go back to school until August.
Yeah.
So then when we came, ndio shule zilikuwa zinafungwa. So tungeingia shule na mimi nilikuwa nimemaliza standard 4 in Kenya. So vile nilikuja huku kutestiwa kuingia shule, nikaingia 5th grade, which is standard 5.
Yeah.
So I had the whole summer to pretty much pick up English.
Okay.
So tunacheza tu na watoto nje, tunaenda tu, you know, pali watoto wanaenda kucheza. By the time niliingia shule, as accent ilikuwa but kidogo. Tumadhe ya nasemanga, accent yangu nilipoteza airport. Especially ukiongea kizungu. So it wasn't... Kuongea ilikuwa shida. That was not my issue. Issue ilikuwa sasa tulikuwa tunaishi kwa wazungu na mimi ndio nilikuwa mweusi peke yangu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, kuzina kumbuka mlikuwa mnabonga pale nje juu ya ma scandal za kanisa na vile mko mnasema hiyo jina church. Ndio. Nasikia vile mimi naisema.
Nini?
Nimesema church.
Sisi tunasema
church.
Church.
Because ile za
church.
Kuna vile hii conversation. Yeah, so na wewe we'll ingia much later.
Yeah, mimi nilikuwa. So nilimaliza high school. Alafu sana kakam. So
high school ulikuwa wapi?
Kenya High.
Kenya High. Oh, ubabini. At least unaongeanga kizungu hapo. So haikuwa culture shock sana. Yeah, yeah.
So tukakuja straight into college.
Ulimaliza KCSE.
Nilimaliza KCSE. Alafu nikakam literally. Nilikam hiyo year. Tulikam August. Alafu nilika at least 1 year so that nisilipe kama international student. So at least after I've been here a year, nitakuwa nitalipa kama
a resident.
Posko na juyo.
So even though tulifanya, and so I went to school now the next year, 2010. Yeah.
Chuo gani?
Metro State. Metro State University.
Yo ni community college ya huku.
Saini University.
Ah.
Yeah, itwe. So nikingi was a, when I got in was a, college. Well, no, community college or state?
A college.
It was a college.
Kuna difference a college na university. Sijaijua ni gani.
Me neither. Yeah, so it was a college. But then literally my second year, it changed to a university.
Oh, nice.
And that means tuition.
Kenya equal. Like, there's the same difference in Kenya. But now in Kenya, university is taken as a higher level than college.
Yeah.
Yes. So now we have colleges turning into universities.
Mm-hmm.
You look to happen in Kenya.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But pia ukiuliza wasa wa mtaa, kama nataka kuja community college ya States, ama university ya Kenya, atasema iko nene, mimi nataka kuja States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think kuna hiyo level ya nini. Oh, so Seko, ulienda wapi?
Mimi?
Yeah.
As in secondary school, si bado tu huku.
Hapa, sa high school
jina.
Sasa.
Jina, unataka? So, gosh, naweza kumbuka kweli. I think it was called Davis Elementary, ndio nilienda. Then it was Klinger Middle School in Pennsylvania. And then high school ilikuwa inaitwa William Tennant High School.
And from the TV, when you're watching TV, I'm always like, there's a different sort of bullying in America compared to the one in Africa,
so, yes.
Like in Kenya specifically.
Yeah.
So how was that, like in high school?
It was there. In high school, by the time nilikuwa high school, nilikuwa nishajielewa. So
I see like it's still there, like there.
The bullying is there. It's very prominent. It's there. Kuna, there was this trend, unajua, that time, right now it's very cool to be African.
Yeah.
That time, it was not. It was like... walikuwa na Twitter, African booty scratchers, like they would call us pretty much everything, right?
So nani alikujaga huko akajikuna rasa?
But I still don't get it. I don't get it.
Alikuja kwenye kona akajikuna rasa, mpaka ikakuwa like...
I think kuna zile vitu wao huona kwa TV. Because even to this day...
Ushaona movie kuna mtu anajikuna rasa.
God, that must be crazy. Literally, that was the first thing that came to mind. Yeah. That must be crazy.
Oh, I've never seen that. Okay. I watched it as a kid. I've never watched it as an adult. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's someone who scratches their
ass. I mean, I don't know all of them. But I know... Like, kuna unacheki... Ata commercials ukiona za Africa, wanaonyeshanga the African kid with the big belly and the one fly that doesn't leave the screen. You know, like that's what the image that they show of Africa. So that's how they feel about Africans. Even to this day, like there's still those stereotypes, but back then it was worse. So most people didn't know I was African because I speak my accents, right?
Yeah.
When I speak English, it's not there. But now, like when they come home, that's when they would know I was African.
Yeah, because your parents would be there representing like me.
And then when I speak Swahili, my accent comes.
Okay. Now, little one.
Best day to Ajina, because I think I was also very quiet in college, so I never spoke. So all I knew was like, I'm that one black girl in class. But
oh, it's your copy, kuna. Atukua wengi.
Especially Colorado. And so me nilikuwa tu najua, okay, I'm like the one or two black people in class. Sikuwa naongea, I'd go. And then ilikuwa inasaidia because now we had like our African, so there's like an African union. So you'll go now meet and hang out with other Africans, some Kenyans. So tulikuwa tunaenda what do you call it? You go to eat at the cafeteria. You go to the cafeteria, mnaenda, you hang out as a group with your African Kenyan friends. So hapo ndo nilikuwa naongea, but you don't have the white people with you. And so I never had that experience.
But the booty scratchers thing, I'm thinking it's black on black, it's black Americans calling you that.
Oh, for sure, because black white people would just call you the N-word.
Yeah, that booty scratcher shit is
black on black.
That's damn, I always wonder, like, who's this African who's scratching us in America?
There's that one guy.
It has to be this one guy who showed up here and did some shit that now affects, like, everyone else who came after.
I don't know.
And then, Kole? Linda Kole?
Mimi? Yeah, so I went to college here. Nikaenda Johnson & Wales University to study culinary arts. And then nikatoka hapa, nikaenda Wyoming. I went to Wyoming for 2 years, University of Wyoming. Then I did business admin.
No, what study?
Accounting.
Accounting. Oh, okay. Na accounting yapa na skeni different na yetu.
I was like, accounting is not for me. So I did accounting, and then afterwards I switched to finance. I mean, there's no big difference. So I worked for a financial firm. So nilikata shule 2 years, which is a story by itself. Alafu worked for a financial firm and then moved to an NGO, nonprofit, and then now I do marketing.
It's gonna have like a live podcast. Alafu na swali sema like America can get super lonely. So how true is that? You came as a kid.
Yeah.
So I think yours is different from us. Let's start with her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So nakumka, me when I came, funny enough, you know, the idea of coming to America is amazing. Like in mini likuja, like right after high school, umetoka boarding school, you're finally starting to enjoy life. You know, ukona kaleka gap ya kabla uanze kole, you know. So I'm enjoying life, you've made friends, you're probably dating, vitukama hizo. And then the idea of mnahama to somewhere where you know nobody, you have to start from scratch. I remember for me, I was like, do I have to? Nakumka, I remember crying. I was like, I don't want to go. Because now imagine, maze, like what I'm leaving behind, like the friendships, the relationships, the like, nime take time kuzigrow alafu na kuza huku. Like my first few years, it does get lonely because una mabishte, right? You're trying to build your own community as you're still trying to figure out life. And then in Afkanga Mahali, where all we do is work. You're working. And then you forget even to the social aspects. Maybe you attend an event, moja hapa, nini hapa. And so you maybe have that one kaday when you're around people. Lakini ukirudi nyumbani, you have nobody, you know? And then isikuwa tu unaishi peke yako. Like that makes it. Because ukusika home venye mtu atakuza kwako, asema, nilikuwa tu area, nime come. Like, nitakuja nini bila kukuambia. Like, people don't do that here. You gotta call me. I gotta put you on my calendar. Like, you wanna come on what day? Let me see. Am I open? Am I free? Like, you una schedule ata kumit na mabishte wako. And I think, iyo, it does get to a point where you're like, dang, I have not had human interaction for quite some time. Na zile human ya oni likuwa job and kuna wale watu nafanya job. Like, zile, I just went out with friends. I just went to meet. Unaweza kutamsay, like, we were neighbors for quite some time. Like, I'm like, yo, when was the last time we saw each other?
It'll be like 6 months and she lives less than 10 minutes from my house.
I have not seen you.
Yeah.
And that happens so much. And so I can totally understand the whole, it gets lonely. So you have to be very intentional. So I remember for me, una schedule, unajua, okay, I got a call, niko na mabisha, I'm like, okay, uyu nampigianga Monday, niko na ule wa Wednesday. Like, you have to intentionally cultivate those relationships, because if you don't do that, yeah, it does get hard.
But lukuja kam toi, is there any difference?
There is a difference. I think my mom did a really great job with keeping the Kenyan community alive in us. So in Pennsylvania, where we stayed, there's a big Kenyan community. They have events, they have gatherings, and then the adults in the Kenyan community as well, they saw the need of my mom being a single mom. She's working two jobs, there's two kids being left in the house. They really took it upon themselves to be like, we're gonna take these kids, and if they're taking their kids somewhere, they would come and pick up me and my brother. Mm-hmm. If they're doing something with their kids, they would make sure that we were included. So I think the loneliness maybe came now older when you're going to college and you're moving. I had a really big community in Pennsylvania, so then even moving to Colorado was a big difference, because the Kenyan community here is very different than the Kenyan community that I'm used to in Pennsylvania.
Gani? Pennsylvania, goji?
They're very family-like, so it's hard, like, so much so, like, there was this one guy, I can just give you a story. There was this one car, it was a Suzuki, very old, and it was a manual. Yeah. It was a two-door. Your gari moja, I think it served like almost 12 families. So with the person that would come, we got that car, maybe it was my aunt's car.
Yeah.
Then she gave it to my mom. Then when my mom obviously got enough money, she bought a car. So the next host family that came, that would be their first car.
Yeah.
And it kept going like that until the car died. And that just one car served maybe 12, 13 families all within maybe 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
So you would come within 3-4 months, you drive the car, you make enough money, you make a payment on your own car. So those are the kinds of things in Pennsylvania they would do. Here in Colorado, it's like we see you on Madaraka Day celebration, or we might see you at church, and then bye, mazishi. That's it. Like, they don't, unless it's like you, it's very cliquish. So unless you have like a clique of people that you gravitate to, you can go months without seeing Kenyans.
I love being. Another thing that I heard was, it's worse for girls.
In what
someone
sense?
Actually say that, because girls have more predators. You understand? Like people preying on you, people trying to take advantage of you, as opposed to men.
Yeah.
So someone would be like, let's say a girl does not have papers.
Yeah.
So like, I'll get you the papers, and then you go through hell.
Yeah.
I can see that, because like you have to. you're thinking about a lot of things kabla you decide, hey, let me be with somebody or like hang out with someone. Because like Lazmo, you have to think, okay, are they this? Can this happen? And like you're weighing your options a lot. So I can totally see that.
I think us coming with a green card, we didn't have to go through that and we didn't have to think about it in that sense.
Mm.
But the, I think that looking back now that you say that, there are people that have tried to take advantage of us because we've had green cards. So then they're like, maybe you meet someone and then they're like, oh, they wanna romance because aun di wanataka makaratasi. And then you don't know what their true intentions are.
Okay.
Yeah. And not just at Kenyans, literally anybody. An immigrant. And that again, that can literally be from any country. You unafikiria, oh, okay, cool. God forbid you call like mzungu. Because like as if it's someone from like Canada or UK, hana mapepa, you know.
Mm.
You yourself.
But those ones you have it easy, ama? Of course. Jarangia ngozi.
No, kama ulikuja bila mapepa, ulikuja bila mapepa.
Mm. You're going through the same struggles, it's just that your skin is a different color.
I mean, the privilege.
What's the worst that can happen, being deported back to Britain?
I mean, there's that aspect. Deported
back to Kenya?
Yeah, there's that aspect of it, but also they came to America for a reason. Yeah.
So now, what you're saying is there are white men preying on African girls with green cards?
Yeah, the possibility is there.
Damn.
It can happen literally as long as you're not American.
Yeah.
It can be anybody. It can be, you know, Hispanic.
Jamaicans.
Jamaican.
Indians.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. I love your green card. What is green card? Ni card yamani nini? Yamani.
It is a Ninaka ID.
Nani green.
Yeah.
You got any green?
It has like a tint of green. So unajua vile ID za huku zinakuanga colored
based on the state.
Yeah, based on the state. So like it just has like a tint of green on the outside. But inaka tu ID ya kawaida.
Lakini mtu aibe hizi aenda kuitumia.
Iko na jina yako, it has your face.
Nika ID, ni ID. So unaweza ni hiyo, you can either have that. I mean, you can have your driver's license like in your purse. So come, mimi sikuwa natembea na green card yangu. Mm. Niko natembea na driver's
license. Unaviwango usitembea na green card.
Usitembea na green card yangu.
Sindi wakuz, kitu inafanya nafikiria hivo, ushasikia the famous thing that white people can't tell the difference between them.
Yeah.
Like we all look the same to them.
Yeah.
So natura kumaji natembea na green card yako, mimi ni hibe. Alafu, karao naichukua na angalia, kula, ah, it's you.
Yeah. It happens. So, even passports, it happens.
Yeah.
Oh, sa passport, yeah, states. Okay. So, to go back to now, survive hapa. So, kumekuwa na stories that lazima work sana. Place ka Colorado, minimum wage ni?
Is it
17
now?
I think so.
$17 now?
17?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
But Colorado is expensive.
Nilikuwa TX, na niliona, like, cheap. Ni inesimunga ni
Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the tea is not silent.
Chipotle.
It's Spanish.
Yeah, someone told me that
Chipotle.
Acha kuisema hivyo tea iko silent. Kola hiyo kwenda huko.
No, Chipotle.
Comment vitu mwacha cause niko nasema that's the
Spanish.
Closest. That's the closest to African food according to me.
Really?
That you can get up. Yeah.
In Texas?
Yeah. No, there's African joints, but I'm saying now when it comes to like American food.
Even barbecue?
When it comes to American food, like the American chains, the McDonald's, the whatever, the Subways and the what, the food that you can eat from one of those, the ones that's closest to Africa, according to me, it's Chipotle. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong, but rice and beans.
Is it Chipotle or Mexican food?
Mexican food, I think.
Pretty much Mexican, not just Chipotle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but I've just done Chipotle when it comes to Mexican. So minimum wage in the 17, rent yaka place mtu anaweza ishi kuna try kwa maji nao kwa nini mnaendigi hapo mkifanya jobs mbili ndio you end up
the last place that you had
a social life.
So the last place that I was, we paid $2,300 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, but that was 23 what, a year or two ago? Meaning, na inaendelea anga ikipanda.
So 2,300 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
That's, almost $250,000?
Yeah.
More than 250k.
Because Anini right now is one around 130.
Nini?
Dollar.
Oh yeah, 130. Yeah,
so two times Nini Yositari 260.
Yeah, so closer to 300k a month. Now, see, it's not at a mansion. It's an apartment.
Yeah.
And that's only rent. You haven't included lights. You haven't included water. Whatever.
Travel.
Gas.
Exactly.
Your personal needs. That's literally only just rent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you survive like minimum wage? Because normally you're supposed to have a 40 hours weekday. If you had to work for 40 hours, how much would you need to earn for you to survive comfortably?
I think when
like how much do I need to make?
Yeah. Like per hour, it would be like $32-$35 an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. But that wouldn't be comfortable. That would be like
things just are paid,
paying the bills. Yeah. Like all my bills are paid and that's it.
On time. They're paid on time.
So basically, you just have two jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or at least two incomes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because neza ishi watu wawili, like you can have a roommate. And like if you get a two bedroom, you can have a roommate and then you have two incomes. So that means your income is split in half. Then you can also save and do whatever else you need to do.
Okay. Alafu ulikuja as an 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. So at least niambie kuna some connection with Kenyan music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's kiza gani?
Because
I was like, boy, you know, boy, Ali MC, Kimathi.
Yeah.
I was like, Sauti Sol, no? What?
Kimathi, Aji, Sauti Sol?
Aji.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, Aji, like Kenyan music. It was such an interesting conversation. Wow. Like, when you started talking about Kenyan music, Ali ongea juu ya Daudi Kabaka.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Because of his dad.
That's him.
Him as a person.
You can't judge that in, like, that's how all Kenyans are that have grown up here. Him. That's exactly. Just who he is. And he's always been like that.
Because people are someone you call George Ndisho or something. Like.
No,
so that's what his dad was listening to.
No, because like some of the younger ones, the teenage Kenyans, Jana, and they were like, one of them was like, oh my God, I really would have wanted to go to a Sauti Sol concert. Like, kwa pamoja, they want to listen to Kenyan music. They can.
They even knocking at Tio Mio. Like, it's everything is on YouTube now. So for you to say you don't know, it's because you don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. But you maybe for wale watu wali zaliwa kabla internet become internet. Because see,
that was
YouTube.
Me.
YouTube is turning what? YouTube is turning 20 next year.
Yeah, 20 something.
Yeah. So, and you see, like, someone like Nani is already more than 20. What's his name?
Kimathi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So napata, but ako in their 15th, wamepata ile time now Kenyans are really uploading their music, their podcast, their words. So connecting with home, I think, becomes
easier.
A little bit easier.
It's easier for me because you can if you can imagine I came in 2000.
Yeah.
So you can imagine Kenyan music in 2000 ilikuwa
kidogo sana.
PDF. No, ilikuwa PDF.
Yeah.
Oh. The mode of PDF. Music. CDs na kuja kwa ma CDs. Hizo zilikuwa zinaitwa je, they would come in the CDs alafu zina uploadiwa. Sizo ni ma PDF.
Kwa ma PDF documents though. But my MP3.
That's the word I'm looking for, my MP3. So that's how I would get my music. So mtu akikuja kutoka home, hizo ndio ngoma na kuja nazo. So I would either wanani downloadia, hizo ndio nasikiza. So that was my way of keeping with the Kenyan connection. Right now I can just go on YouTube and see what's latest.
Okay. Because where, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the time kuna toka, who was big?
Oh, 8 or 9. Who was
there? No, she concert za Kenya.
Oh yeah.
Zikikwapa.
Like, oh, Zikwapa. Oh yeah.
Oh, Colorado doesn't have a lot.
Yeah.
But me when nimeenda mob states kadha.
Yeah.
Madaraka, Misha, will you attend last year?
No, last year
they
say postponed. No, last year's kwenda. Last year nile ilikuwa na Sauti Sol.
Yeah.
So no, like nilienda Sauti Sol kwa Kenya.
Oh. Mm. Okay, yeah. Kenya. Okay. Namna chikete ngoma za Kenya nikiwa huko.
Ziko tu sawa. Hata ma dances tunazijua TikTok nini.
Kuna kitu fulani ile Kimathi alisema jana nilifind. Like you are very fascinating. Nilimuuliza leo but alibonga juu youth alisema ati we want to like have a Kenya youth group. Mm-hmm. So if you're between 12 to 24. you can join, and I found that to be super funny.
Why?
Because in Kenya, you know, Kenya youth, what's the ages for Kenya youth?
Oh, back at like 18.
It's
35.
No, 18 to 35.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So, what's
that? 12 to? Me, CG, you mean my group? Yeah, we'll go on summer. Group, yeah, from like 12 to 18.
Okay.
So, like 13 to 18.
Unafaa kuja mpreach kitu musema tu. Kwa musema ukishafikisha 18 you're an adult.
Yeah.
Kwa mtu akuita.
Because yeah, Kenya it's 18 to 30 or something, yeah, to 35. 18 to 35. Yeah.
American youth group is from teenagers from 12 and even 18 most of the time are not included. Yeah. 18 would be included in like single
young
group,
adults.
Young adults. So it'd be like 12 to, and even 12 sometimes is iffy. Most people would go 13 to 17. That's a youth group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kenya youth group napataga
35.
Mtu wa 35 kifo 36 kwa buda saa toka.
Kwa uko 35 na ujolewa.
Inakuwa gani ni? So, vile nisikio mtu ya kisema hivo, lifind kiwa fascinating. Because Kenya nimekuwa nikifight your story. Like, politicians wakitaka votes, wanaambia watu anakuita youth. And then the bullshit opportunities they tell you about.
Yeah.
They tell you, we are going to make making TikTok videos easier. Some say you got 35, you go up on and do TikTok.
Like, I'm trying to raise a family.
Right.
Yeah.
Anajidanganya yuko young. So, you ni sana. So, damn, you ni interesting. Like, bila me say I'm a 12 to 17, you know, 13 to 17, I'm still there. Like, wow, this is interesting.
That's a youth. Yeah. That's what makes sense.
They should.
Because at 18, you're an adult.
Yeah, they should have a differentiate, like, so young adults. And young adults doesn't even go all the way up to 35.
No.
It goes.
It should go like 27, yeah. 26.
Mm.
Yeah.
After 26, you're not young anymore.
You're an adult. You're just adult.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You're nini. And vile msema jotembe, I'm kuingi ona mengi. I've been fighting that fight.
Yeah.
Like, because of the voting thing. So, you know, like in 2027, there's going to be campaigns.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, the governor, Nairobi, mm-hmm. Sakaja, started some bullshit. He imported trucks, turned them into studios to help the youth get jobs. And they're like, this is a bullshit idea. In the era of smartphones.
Yeah.
Like right now, we have a smartphone taking both our microphones and another smartphone taking, like we don't need this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what do? They stand up, wala fona sema, ini ama youth, wala fuma falas go up, you got 34 years and 11 months. Ibadoni youth. Yes, youth. Acha ujinga.
I am so 35 and azita youth. Hata yeye anafaa kujiangalia vingine.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Damn, hii ni poa jo. Kumbuka saa 35 watu wa third floor na fourth floor ni sawa. Si ni same, si ndio?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nini tembea kuingiona mengi. So wana plan kurudi.
Mm-hmm.
But acha tuanze naye huyu will a little help. Kwa nini wa plan kurudi?
Mbona na plan kurudi?
Mbona una plan kurudi bado wewe?
Naweza mimi nimesema
una plan kukuja kidogo.
Yeah, sitaki ku. There's some things this okay, Miri sema hivi. There's some things that I'm accustomed to in America that they just I can't deal with in Kenya.
Yeah.
So
Tonge.
Bumbi ni number 1. Public toilets is number 2. And then the one and I feel like maybe should have gone to number 1 is the fact that it takes forever to get anything done in the government. Like,
I don't think it's just the government. Just period.
To get anything done altogether. Like, it takes 7 to 10 business days to get one document. Like, here, things are very smooth. You file a document, you pay what you gotta pay. They tell you this is the amount of time it's gonna take.
Mm.
It's simple. Kenya sijui lazima uhonge nani wanakwambia kuja after lunchtime, breakfast is between 9 and 10. Ukikuja unaambiwa ngoja hadi 11 washaenda
kwa lunch.
Like it just I can't. Yeah, those are my three biggest.
Kuna nini umesema as your number 2? There's something
public toilets.
Public toilets.
Yeah.
Ikanikumbusha kuna conversation kwa na have now.
Yo, figure it out.
See, ati wanasema toilet paper za Kenya si poa. So, wase vile nimesema, like mafanso hiko ni unajuaga Natala.
Uh-huh.
Natala anasema, you travel na toilet paper.
Yeah.
Your story nimeikataa. Nimepanguza rasa America, nimepanguza rasa
no,
Kenya.
Like
hakuna tofauti.
You wase mezoa kubwaru wa rasa.
Sala hiko unajua kuna tofauti.
Ya mejoa leo. Ni mezoa kukijua. Lakini ya ni kujakiwa.
Lakini nilikonisha izoa kwa mine.
Unaona.
Unaona. So, tangu ni kam, tangu ni kuja huku, and kwenda sana, I'm like, okay, you know, unakuja day one, like, okay, cool, I'm just like back.
Miss to... notice kitote, the only thing you notice na yenyu, ni kubwa kidogo.
Yeah.
Ni notice.
Yes, so you nime notice, ya Kenya ni sharaka. And I'm like, yo, I swear to God, I don't be using this much tissue.
Yeah.
So yeah, here in Asia,
and then it's softer here.
Yeah, it's definitely
kuna so zingine unaweza pata zimewekwa lotion. Kuna tipi zetu zingine
zimewekwa lotion. The Kenyan ones are rougher.
Yeah. Hizo nikaa kutumia gazeti.
Hiyo ni story. Hapa nitetee Kenya. Mtu ameaga Kenya kabisa. But kikamtupa rasa la
hapa.
I think we're okay.
I mean, ukizoea.
It's not
like
bad.
When you're used to it, yeah. You'll be like, okay, cool. Mm. It is what it is.
But, yeah.
It's definitely rougher.
That's for sure. Once I thought about it, I was like, you're right. It is a little rough. But I guess I'm used
to it. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot rougher. So, what are you talking
about? Let us know in the comments.
I know for a fact. I'm not letting y'all don't gotta let me know. I know. Let them know.
Okay.
So, okay, sio kurudi ati sitai rudi huku. Like nile kurudi, but I'm back and forth. Base itakuwa Kenya, but I'm always coming.
Mm.
Coming in a little too juicy. Yeah.
Kwa nini?
For me, a big one was standard of living. Venye nilikuwa kuishi huku, I think anxiety levels are at an all-time high. Ukitembea, like when you talk to people, most people have anxiety. And I don't think nili realize mpaka after I was in Kenya for a few months, because kawaida you just go for like a month, but you're on vacation, nini. So obviously it's la-la-land, pretty good much. Vibes. And then Mombasa, it's good vibes, you're going out, nini. And so, but then I was there for an extended period of time to where I got to really stay and like have like day to day things. And I realize how much more at peace I am. And I think nimefika mali in my life where that's something I'm definitely craving, near peace. And then siku realize until nikarudi huku visit, and I was like, oh, it's different. And I was like, I need that. And I was like, I will go where I can find it. And for me right now, it's Kenya. So that was like one of my main reasons.
Yeah, because it makes sense. I think vile umetoka kusema yo story ya rent ya 2300, alafu tuka compare make size, because Kenya ukiona around 100K, which is less than $1,000.
Yeah.
But a very beautiful place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, especially if you're patient, yeah?
Mm.
So, na understand kwa nini year $2,300, that's a lot of money. That's a lot. Like, because I come to a later time, dollar ilikuwa imefika 160.
Yeah.
160 times 25, unajua ni 400K.
Yeah.
400K, Kenya unaishi.
Like, a mansion.
Yeah. So, naelewa. So, hizi, I think, your internet. So, mnaona internet kichenja je vitu. Like, because mi niko hapa juu internet, like without internet podcast ingekuwa
right.
Without podcast hata singekuwa najuana na vile nimesema sasa ni host hapa, singekuwa najuana na mafans walifanya nikakuja.
Yeah.
So hiyo ni power ya internet. Yeah. So hata hii trip yangu ya pili ya state imekuja courtesy of internet. Mm-hmm. Bila internet hainge happen.
Yeah.
But some naona ikichangeaje, like although sijafurahia internet ya Colorado yenyewe.
It's
mostly Xfinity. Yeah? It's mostly Xfinity. Because I used at Colorado Springs, kwa bestia nitwa Mose, ilikuwa Xfinity. Hapa pia nimefind kwa Xfinity.
What did you like about it?
Si frai juu iko na very high download, very low upload. Acheki, but nikiwa Texas, ilikuwa AT&T, ilikuwa the same. So, this is Texas, ilikuwa kuna best ya naitwa Onsando. So kwa keja yake nikadumu fanyaga speed test. Me, I'm that weird person. Yeah. Na miki kuja any place yenyu.
Mm.
Kinipatia wifi, the first thing nafanyaga ni speed test.
Mm.
Yeah. So kufanya speed test ya nani, ya Onsando, ilikuwa 365 up, 365 down.
Mm.
Kwa like, damn, this is good. Mm. So vile nilishia Colorado Springs, nikapata omse ya naitwa Mose, nikafanya speed yake. Ilikuwa down, ilikuwa 1 GB. Like 1,000, blah, blah, blah. So
when I saw that,
vile niliona hiyo nikasema yes, wacha sasa ningoje upload. I'm rubbing my hands na upload imeenda imefika 20 kaanza kwenda chini. Like, yeah, upload yake ilikuwa like 25. Yeah. I get like better uploads in Kenya. I was like,
I think really like it depends on what we do, because I feel like most Americans, we are consumers, right? So we download a lot more than we upload. So that's what you get. I feel
like always on Instagram.
But you can compare uploading a YouTube
right
and uploading a TikTok.
Okay.
But then also
that was disappointing. Like then, to see, and I think it's an Xfinity thing.
Maybe so it's an Xfinity thing.
To me, is like Zuku in Kenya. Because Zuku gives you 250 down, 10 up.
What about
Safaricom is like AT&T.
Mm.
40 up, 40 down. Okay. Safaricom is still expensive as shit. I'm not like praising them.
It's not a sponsored post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the one thing I was like,
maybe it's an Xfinity thing, not a Colorado thing.
Right.
Because yours, who's the internet provider?
T-Mobile. I have T-Mobile now.
Oh, even for your house?
Yeah.
Just go do the speed test and then.
Yeah.
Utaniambia. Sawa.
Yeah.
Wewe wako alikuwa ni?
Mimi nilikuwa I wasn't uploading anything.
It's right. Not creator friendly. That's what I'd say. It's not a creator friendly.
AT&T, yeah, it's not creator friendly.
No, Xfinity. It's not creator friendly. Na msishindwe vile unajua hizi vitu zenyu. Unajua I think we're having that conversation with Natal. Mm-hmm. I was telling him the way when you're in Kenya, you basically know everything.
Yeah.
Like I know about T-Mobile, that. Verizon, I know all that. I know about Xfinity, Comcast.
But that's to answer your question. I think that's what changed in the internet. That's what changes the internet has brought. It has brought everybody all on the same page.
Yeah.
So, somebody kituni exclusively to the US if it's on the internet. Mm-hmm. It can go
but
worldwide.
But to your states, how do you your states?
That's no, because
you're like Kimathi. Do you go up? Anajua tu juu hapa. But sisi juu tuko huko, I think there is something that you just have to know about everything. Like if you ask a random Kenyan, name three countries in South America, they'll be able to know.
Yeah.
But if you ask a random American...
Yeah. But that's an American thing.
That's absolutely an American thing.
That's an American thing.
Yeah.
Americans concentrate about themselves. We only learn about American history. We only worry about what America is doing. That's all you're ever going to see on the news.
Yeah.
We're entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, nime visit cities kadha. Ni place gani nafaa kuvisit nikikuja 2026? Nimeenda, acha niwapatie places nimeenda. Sijaenda places mob, nimeenda ETL ile bamba juu kuna
niko
na viewers ni Wakanda forever. Kuna ma blacks wengi.
Yeah.
It's always good to see like black people, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I felt like ETL felt like Wakanda, the way they call it. Eh?
Okay.
And then, of course, there was Dallas, Arlington, all that. Mm-hmm. Texas. Like, Texas, I moved around.
Did
not
you
as
go to
much.
Houston?
What?
Yeah. Did you go to Houston?
No.
I think you'll definitely enjoy Houston.
Okay. Houston, sikufika. Ata Austin, sikufika. Austin, sikufika, junani. Su Gashambi, aliamua kunistand up. Alikuwa nafaa kunipatia interview, alafu akanilenga. Niliona tu red. Alafu akani. Alafu the worst thing ni, nilipata missed call yake. Oje su? Ule demu uza madildo.
We.
Oje su?
Wada ni mwagwa get story. No couple of
shots. Kuna demu flani. Alafu, uyo ni niso anaishi Austin.
Anaishi Gyuku. Imagine this whole time I thought she was in. Oh, juu alikuwa nafanya zile ma Facebook videos.
Amjua kia anaishi huku kwenye?
Siku anajua anaishi huku. But I know her. I just don't know where she stays.
Yeah, anaishi Austin. Oje su gashambi? Like she's super funny. She's I think she was a comedian in another life.
Yeah.
But if she was born here, she'd be a comedian. Because you see now, that's the other difference. Like if you're born if you're born in Kenya, kitambo, being a comedian was looked down upon.
Right.
But yeah, but I feel like angekuwa a funny comedian. So he was a gatuzo vitu zenyu za madem.
Have you been in Cali?
Yeah?
I'm not even gonna.
Okay. Just let's not entertain it. Got it.
Have you been to Cali?
No.
Nah, Seattle.
Z.
Damn. Ujenda Nairobi.
Niliambiwa anajita Mkenya Marekani. Alikuwa ananiambia nikishia Seattle nitakuwa natembea nisikia.
TikTok sio?
Yeah, atere. Yeah,
Kenyan American.
nakwaga TikTok alikuwa ananiambia tu huko utasikia tu athelele
alikuwa
ni Boston yeah. Plan
even Boston is even worse Wakikuyu ndio wengi huko
I think it's on the places and na plan kuja 2026 na plan ikiwezekana na plan kuleta mtu wangu aioneone after rudi naye America sikuji kuishi
mlete Colorado
nakuja
wewe Colorado umetembea
Colorado nimecheki wapi nimecheki Springs na hapa
but umetembea Colorado yenyewe umeenda kwa watu have you seen the state
nani mean drive around leo wait tumetembea na nani leo but tuko tuna shop I think kesho ndio nataka saa kunionyesha places
milimani you have to go na kwanza tupoa
oh that is beautiful yeah. That's one thing I'll definitely say
yeah, kuna place hata nilionyeshwa kuna mountain fulani nilionyeshwa na fanwa iko nini anaitwa Stevo na Stevo pia is one of the people amefanya hata nimeweza kufika hapa so big shout out Stevo kama kawa asumu itago Keno, but hapa naitwa Stevo. That's why naitwa Stevo. Asumu itago Keno. So, alinionyesha mountain fulani, akaniambia ti, there's a theory that if anything was to happen, and America was attacked, you know, place, president lazima ingie, that place in less than
there's
2 hours.
There's a bunker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, kwa mountain, eh?
Yeah, there's
a bunker. Lazima afikishwe in less than 2 hours.
Yeah. There's a bunker here in Colorado. Na kwa gata Kanye West, wamesema kuna bunker, but yaki kwa Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. He has his own thing.
They wanna semanga, like itabidi tu ni waibie siri Colorado like anywhere wakifanya hizi ma apocalypse ama mabombing vitu kaa hizo hata tuseme ka zombie any of those things happen Colorado Denver actually is the best place to be
oh okay
yeah that it will take the longest for it to inhabit Denver
yeah it's some
right just because of the mountains
alafu ndio pia Denver ndio nini alafu hiyo ni saki tu interesting utikile at least hizo umesema nikao uko na mimi so niko na kimathi asubuhi afu namuuliza eh so how long have you been in Denver nikasikia I've been in Denver
I mean we can go there don't get me wrong
we can go there
so tuko tunakaa so umesema when cost of living you feel like Kenya is
standard of living.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yo don't get me wrong Kenya is expensive as well
Kenya is definitely expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for me for your standard of living because I value my peace so much.
Yeah, yeah, najua.
And mental health.
It's hectic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very hectic. Your loneliness, all of that. I feel like with Kenya, there are more opportunities to connect with people.
Before ukiwa Kenya so feel kutumia Uber tu ambia to just drive around the whole day. Moja I feel hivyo kwa hapa, nil drive from airport to wherever.
It's expensive.
Nikambwa $48
ago.
Yeah. What?
Customer.
Kwa mimi nazo ya so mbili, so that.
Traffic. Hey, your traffic.
But still,
it's not traffic.
In hindsight,
like,
in hindsight, nikawa mkaifikiria, nikona maybe it's not as expensive as I thought. Because also, here people drive longer distances.
We do.
True. Yeah, yeah. Wana? Utapata Uber from here to like 2 minutes down.
Yeah. Kwa sisi atutukwagi Uber, like from Nairobi to Naivasha.
Mm.
But here it's a normal thing. Sindio? Like an Uber
yeah,
for...
Yeah, from here to Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive, you can get an Uber for like airports to Colorado Springs.
Yes, you see.
And that's a great Uber. Like, we Uber drivers like, yes. Because hapa najua
mimi.
Yoni za kwa kadi dola ngapi?
Almost.
More than 100.
More than 100. Because if from the airport to where my mom lives, it's at least maybe $40. And that's like a 20-minute drive. Colorado Springs, we are talking at least
150.
At least an hour.
No,
oh, yeah.
If not 200.
Sindo?
Yeah.
Itakuwa nini. But now, niyo nikaa kuangalia, nikiangalia from Nairobi, that mechukua Uber kutoka na hii mpaka past Naivasha.
Mm.
You see, it would still maybe be around the same.
Around the same.
Yeah. So I actually understand why. So I think because we go shorter distances.
Yeah.
And $2 makes sense in Nairobi. In here, you can't pay anyone $2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, can't tell them, like, take me there, and then you give them $2.
Plus, you also can't compare the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uber za Kenya.
Hey, you.
Here, people actually, like, if someone nafanya Uber, they make sure their car is clean, they service it, like, wanataka kupea hizo extra,
excellent.
Yeah.
So you can tip them, right? Kenya's like, just be happy. You're getting unimekubeba utengea gari ni chafu nini nini. I'm so sorry guys, but you know, like they don't take.
Because mimi shambia gari tu nishaishutiwa.
Ushashutiwa kwa Uber?
Yeah. alafu hiyo kushutiwa yangu hata si mimi peke yangu pia nani alishutiwa Jonathan Namu niko like Jonathan Namu is a reporter alishutiwa kuna time ameandika jo ameandika like oh damn ndafika wapi huyu msana release that happens so now me have had two experiences one experience was worse because ilikuwa there used to be a boda boda line kunaitwa safe boda so ilikuwa nimevaa helmet of safe boda niko na haraka mtu akashute do you know what it takes afu helmet za Kenya azikuwa gizi za hivi ni kufunika
yeah.
Alafu tunaenda speed so I don't have time to fair na cheza alafu kuna mwingine alikuwa na shooter tu tukienda west kwa sababu nilikuwa nime roll down window nasikia yeah nilikuwa like damn
mi nafikiria shoot hata imeinga shamba
That's an American. Huku tumezoea gun sana. Wezi kama kushoot, shoot ovyo ovyo. Si tunafikiri unashutiwa na gun. Hadi namuuliza kwani ulikona. Who are you traveling with? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Huku sana kuuliza kwani unafanyanga nini. Like, who do you travel with?
I was like,
damn. That's so unsafe.
What
do you mean you got shot? And so I'm like, I'm not saying. Shoot, and then you go like, oh.
I love when you mess up, ma. Helmet is out, I'm like, dang, so did the bullet go through? But I'm like, I don't see. It's the only wound.
Where you locate Kenya, Gudu?
Where you shoot you, no, no.
Blacks. Okay, another one. Racism.
Yeah, okay.
That does something. Because, okay, do nili.
Say it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's. It may not be blatant, but you can feel it. But I think haiku crystallized mpaka 2020. Because like 2020 with COVID, Black Lives Matter was when it was after the George Floyd era, right? Nika kuja Kenya yo December, 2020. And we were, like America just in itself, like there was so much just
tension. Tension.
There was so much tension. Just like the idea of being black, you're like, I could literally walk outside and be shot just for being black. And I didn't realize the impact of that until nienda home. I felt myself just like breathe. I was like, oh, I don't have to wake up and remind myself that I'm black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That did something to me. And I remember, I think it was after your trip. And I was like, I need to find a way to come back. Because alafu narudiku, you just feel it. As soon as you land kwa airport, you feel that.
You have to be on alert 24/7.
Like, I won't lie to you, like, having like looked at America from the outside, I feel weird the time I'm with a Kenyan and we are like in Walmart just speaking Swahili.
Mm.
Like, I love it, but I'm always like, these fuckers hate immigrants.
Yeah.
So now they're there, like, speak American. And they go, shit, yeah. I'm going back. Like,
have you experienced any racism here?
No. It's the experience so far. But you know, I've been with someone
mm-hmm.
who lives here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the reason.
Maybe they're shielding.
Okay, I've had the one or two. Every time we go to Best Buy, I feel some type of way. Because it's your Best Buy.
Because
it's your Best Buy. It's like, I'm going to like, can we help you? I'm like, what the fuck? Am I going to take a TV and walk out with it?
Some
like,
people do.
You'll be surprised.
You want to say, okay. Yeah, some people do, but it's not me. So, instances.
I think once you experience the racism, it does one of two things, right? It prepares you mentally for the next one to where you're like, okay, when the next one happens, I know what to do.
Okay.
Or it makes you scared and like, naogopa itani hapeni atena. Unashika? So it either, not empowers you necessarily, but it almost makes you, like, it inakupatiaka, like, nguvu ingine nyuko. Like, if I experience this again, I'm not going to just let it slip through the cracks. I'm going to confront you. So,
nipatia examples, Basi, nipatia any examples. The one racism incident you've never forgotten about?
The one that I've never forgotten about, when I was in high school.
Mm.
So, high school in Nilienda, was like a like I went to half high school and then the other one was like part tech school. Yeah. So tech ziko easy, like you can do easy my programs and you just need like a certificate. Mm. So kani kukatanyasi, they have a course for that. They have like early childhood development. I went for culinary arts. They have like all these different types of certificates that you can get while you're still in high school. Mm. If you know you're not going to college, then you can just get the certificate while you're in high school and then start working right away.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of high school that I went to.
Okay.
So because I did culinary arts, we used to cook. Mm. So sometimes we'd have like pastries left over for over the like, and it's Friday, you know, you're not going to use them. So we would walk around class and sell them. Mm. And I used to love that because every time I would sell them, I would sell all of them. Yep. And then whenever anybody else in my class would sell them, they would always come back with some. Mm. So my teacher would send me out all the time.
Yeah.
So I went to this one specific class and it was class, yeah. What do they call these people that mow the lawn and stuff? Landscaping? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was like a landscaping class. So as I was walking up to the landscaping class, the teacher was not in class. But then, only one kid in that class went to my school and he was white. The whole class was white.
Yeah.
And when I walked into that class, I heard somebody call me a knuckle dragger. Oh. So, and
knuckle?
Knuckle dragger.
What is that?
So knuckles, knees, yes, like you're knuckles, walking yes. like a monkey, basically. That's what they're trying to, sure. yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. So you, because monkeys, when they walk with yeah. their, so that's what they called me. They called me a knuckle dragger.
Mm.
So I heard it, but I didn't know who said it. So I started confronting, like, who said it, right?
Mm.
Who's the one that said it? Because I had my back turned. I was like, who said it? Who said it? And everybody was like, oh, you're just making it a big deal. It's not, it's funny. But I'm like, no, I want to know who said it.
Mm.
So then the teacher came in and they were like, what happened? So I explained to the teacher what happened. And they were like, no, you just go to your class. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
So the next day, me and all the black people that are in my school, we went to his class. Like as soon as we got to the school, we went to his class and we're like, we're going to figure out. Because the one that went to my school told me who said it.
Mm.
So when we got there, we were like, oh, we're going to fight him.
Mm.
We're going to. So me and all the black kids in my school were like, we're going to fight this guy. But as soon as we got there, at least the school knew how to handle it. So there were teachers that were there already. The police was there already. They had the whole class go through like a course on like racism and things like that. So they were able to handle it.
Alafu pia nini ile time alikuita hiyo jina kwa nafaa kujua you are not one because even the way you say it ninge kwa who called me a knuckle dragger who called me a knuckle dragger
no it does sound
they mean. Don't but they don't know to you when they see you when they see me they don't know I've been here 20 years
and I know it's like it's because of race it's not even because of where you're from
exactly
okay that's interesting but I've learned something
a knuckle dragger
That's
not a good
one. Don't use that.
It's not a good one, but it's good. Racism?
I think Yangu ni a job and when it comes to pay.
Mm.
When it's someone, you're black and your counterpart is white, I love you find out they're getting paid more than you for doing the same job.
Or when this guy who runs a channel called Kenyan American Home, you know him? He explained that to me.
Yeah.
He said that's what happens. Like they assume like black people will take any deal, especially now if they know you're African, they know you're thinking in shillings, so you'll take any deal. So they say like any deal that a white person gives you, just know they've played you.
So
you always have to.
You have to educate yourself when it comes to like negotiating. Like you'd rather one day like up there, the whatever price you're gonna name. Like,
I think you're conditioning yourself. How could you kuomba? Like, because I feel like sometimes you call, oh, I'm in America, ukusikwetu. So you feel like you have to beg. Like, I'm just glad to have an opportunity. No,
you're working. You're working hard.
Absolutely, I have earned my place here. You know, and so. It's a mindset shift that needs to happen. You go from like, oh, I'm begging, I'm just glad to have this opportunity, I'm just glad to have a job, and be like, no, you're gonna pay me my worth, because if I'm probably doing a lot more than this other person is, because they're probably here just because of their white privilege. Mimi, I earned my place here, and sasa kujitetea, and being okay to
like just say no. Like if they don't meet your demands, like you have to be willing and okay to walk away.
Walk away. Plus, I need money to heal my knuckles. I've been dragging. dragging them the whole day. But hey, Sly na ni shiks. I'll call you shiks, like cool. the Kenyan way.
So
let's keep it Kenyan. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so nimeshukuru kabisa. Yeah, this has been a very good one. I've learned some new shit. Hey, in Africa, Nairobi, go, hey, knuckle drop.
I better not run into you saying that.
Because I will whoop you on the streets.
Period.
And then, Pia, like, it's good to see, like, you still have some Kenyan connection.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kenya is home. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I wish one day things will be better so that ukikuja usifeel like things move too slow. Mm. I hate that. And I normally complain. I say that I hate it when African leaders, they actually come to these places and they go back to Kenya and Africa and they're just okay with the way.
Yeah. Because
the only difference between here and home is here shit works.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are actually systems that work. Because like not being able to compare both places, like there is so much good things in Kenya. It's just like the backstops is like where the like systems.
Yeah.
You know, like... You want to adopt a lot of Western stuff, but I'm like, don't just adopt it for the sake of adopting. Also adopt the system.
We don't want the culture. We want their system. The we keep our culture, but we adopt their systems, and we'd be perfect.
But then I feel like it's now opposite. We want the American, the Western culture, and what? But then we don't want the system.
Exactly.
It's not going to work.
So that's the messed up part about it. Yes, and alafu, pia tukimalizia tena nikumbushe. Koko past 18, we see you. Jinga.
Past 35.
You're an adult.
Oh, you're an adult.
But you knew that bullshit. That in Kenya it's up to 35, yeah? You knew that.
I knew that. I think the ritual was never to that church. When I saw our youth 18 to 35, for an event.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Youth are not talking about
kuna
hizo lessons za America that you can get. Like one of the things that I find fascinating na hii place ni when you're moving around, especially at night, and you look at like the malls, some of a place where there are a lot of shops, you find that they are all open. I find that to be super fascinating because it shows you that there's a lot of money moving around. You see, like with Kenya, you find like, what for a job? Like business is in a fail.
Because
people don't have spending power.
Yeah.
But in America, like people have spending power.
Oh yeah, there's
malls
a lot of spending
are still
power.
Malls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Kenya, malls are not malls. Like right now, if you go to a lot of malls, they are empty as fuck. And the reason is people don't have money to spend.
You see, it's
because it's corruption money. You have to clean it. The easiest way to clean it is put some building and hope that one day people will be able to rent it.
Yeah, because I think that's the one thing I noticed. I'm like, there's a mall land across Kunengini. I'm like,
Let's go empty.
Yeah, I'm like, has jaja.
Apa just states, vitu's meja. Vitu's
meja.
Biashara zina work, nini, unaingia. Unaona watu wana spend. And then, like, every job is respected. I hate the fact that in Kenya, not every job is respected.
Hapa
kwa unaoshacho, uko respected. Sindio? Yes? Like, you understand? You can still make minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
Kenya, kuna jobs zile.
At the end of the day, uka unaoshacho, ama kaa we ni CEO, ukienda concert ya Sauti Sol, the $35 is still $35.
Yeah.
Aujui kwa ulitoa wapi. You know what I mean?
Alafu kuna hiyo nene, ile nilicheka, tukimalizia ni ile nilicheka, ni kuna drive na best yangu Steve-O tukiwa Colorado. Iko Steve-O mautando. I think ilikuwa, okay, one of them, the two guys. So we are driving and then we see a nursing home. Ya old people. Afana niambeti, hapo ndani niko sure tukiingia tupata at least 8 Kenyans.
Where's the question?
It got interesting. I love one atakuwa ni couple like alafu akaendelea. Na wanne out of those 8 lazima wako akisi. So found here to Benini. Colorado iko aje, like cuz I've met more kisses in America. Like per square foot than
per square foot
than any other tribe.
That's wild.
I mean, I've never been to Boston. I've never been to Seattle.
But Texas, because me, Texas, we can assume. But Kisses just have something. I want a diaspora. This is, I mean, just like, it's one thing.
Minneapolis.
Even Idaho.
I don't know.
Because what is Jamit? I think maybe to a Jakaka will. Because and I think
there's like an actual Luo community here.
Yeah.
The Luo thing is different. You see, like the way with you, it's Niwewe, Mesema, your uncle, your own check, like New Itana. Wajaka unajua lazima kuwe na ule ule mtu wa loka. Loka is abroad. So they'll want to keep that status. So hakuna mtu ataleta. Wakisits the whole village. Kuja, so that's how they build. Because I've seen the power of the diaspora through Somalis. If you look at like South Sea. South Sea nowadays, you go and even look at the restaurants. They are built like in an American way. Like ziko modern, ziko what. Yeah. The apartments zina build your size in a Somalis, also that level.
Yeah.
But yeah, so easy. So yeah, wakisi, I'm like being a Luo, I'm there like, damn, this is something I need to upload. Because it means that what we're doing, there's no competition. Right. It's like if we can help each other, make our lives better. Wajaka kunaga
kukutana. There's enough to go around. I mean, we can all eat together. Yeah. We can everybody all eat.
Because nyinyi, I think the Kikuyu is the natural. There's money here. Let's come, let's make money. Wajaka kunayo. It's like I have to be the only person in this village who lives in America. It's a very bullshit,
is
whatever,
it to
but
maintain that notoriety, like mejulikane.
Mimi ndo.
So it's kona yo jinga. But hey, mimi enjoy this session.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so wewe kuna joy iko nini? So at least how umejua iko nini?
Nilikuwa na Google asubuhi kabisa.
Kuna Google. Sasa wewe kuna joy iko nini?
No, nilikuwa na tour. Yeah, when I approached you, I was like, oh, I've seen you.
Oh, okay, shit. Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So asanteni, kwa diaspora, asanteni pia. I think this is my last interview hapa Colorado. Next nitafanya nyingine New York. Alafu naenda ATL strip club.
Ah, unaenda wapi? Which one, Strokers?
Magic City.
Ah, and a Strokers.
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's like, how do I explain this?
Because mimi niliambiwa watu wako uchi. Because nyingine nilienda Dallas.
Yeah, watu wako uchi. I mean, hata Strokers wako uchi. The difference is okay, Magic City is like palutena kutafuta Marcel, like that's where Kina Drake goes. Oh, that's where okay. But like Strokers ni local. So kuna taka, depending on the vibe unataka, it's just a good time.
Okay. Yeah. Kuzina tatu kuenda kuangalia.
Go to both.
Married dude, so staki wife akwe.
Watu wako uchi, though.
Yeah, wako uchi.
Like completely.
Kuzwa nini walikuwa na ngoza wa Dallas.
Well, were you disappointed? Like, dang, I think all this.
I think it's a good, it's good.
They don't have strip clubs in Kenya?
Strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Zetu, like there's a friend of mine who's a comedian, it's called Rapture. He says that in Kenyan strip clubs, ati madefu vuanguwa nikaanenda kwa bafu. There's no sex in it.
I didn't mean to laugh.
No, he's a comedian, so it's a funny joke. But this was good. This is like winning. Like winning the one for a kid, where you start with soft foods, and so it was good to see someone partially clothed.
I don't think it's that because they don't even like you'll see.
So
I don't want to give it away.
Like,
I think nenda Friday uko. Okay. I want niende Saturday alafu Sunday ni fly out. I don't know.
Enda Friday alafu Saturday and the Strokers. You gotta do both.
Yeah, Azizi, like I want to just do one club. So if you know my Strokers, to enda Strokers. Because it means it's more affordable also. Because you don't need to go to a place where it's like overpriced drinks. And
that's Magic City is very overpriced. Yeah. So Strokers nika local. Although, as in nika local, but nile local, atutona little baby wanaenda, bado ma celebs wanaenda, but it's still bado ka local, nika joined too.
Okay. These are the places mekuja kwa America. You know maendeleo na leta, na pia nikikuremind, Wesi Youth. So, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Yeah, tukimalizia, tukima, Eko Nene.
Eko Nene.